Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34th of the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Harrison back on the show. John has letters on both sides of his name. He's a reverend doctor, a reverend, a ordained minister. He is Reverend John F. Harrison, CFP, Certified Financial Planner. As I said, anybody's got letters on both sides of their name, you got to respect that. He's the author of Making Mammon Serve You, one of my favorite books. Also his novel, Fighting Back, and he's our good friend. John, welcome back.
Thanks. Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So I've been talking about the Secure Act for a long time, for almost all of 2019. And it's the Secure Act was stuck in the Senate for a long, long time. I wondered what it was going to take to get it out of there and if they were even going to get it out of there. And it turns out that they signed it, and it's a law now officially. And there's good news and there's not such good news in it, right?
That's the truth. And I just have to give a shout-out before we start to whoever job it is, whatever staffer it is in Washington, D.C., whose job it is to come up with these acronyms.
Right.
Because every law seems to have one now, and the Secure Act is an acronym for setting every community up for retirement enhancement. I'm not who thinks of these things, but it was signed into law yesterday.
They're jingle riders, right? Jingle riders, I think, is the
yeah.
most important.
So it got signed into law yesterday, and it some of the things in it aren't a surprise, the things we've been anticipating for many months. And there's a few little surprises in there, too. I would say it's a mixed bag in this sense. The area that got the largest number of changes was the IRA, the mm-hmm. Individual Retirement Account.
Mm-hmm.
And among the changes, they have moved the age for required minimum distribution, those RMDs, from 70.5 to 72. Mm-hmm. So a person who has IRA money who doesn't need to tap it can now wait until 72 to start making required distributions rather than having to do it within the year following the year in which they turn 70.5.
Unless. Tell
they
them what unless
70
is.
And a half this year.
There's a anybody who was born in the first half of 1949, if you turn 70 and a half in 2019, you're completely dropped out of all that. You have to start your distributions right now, don't you? Or I say this year.
That's correct. You have
the old law.
You have until April 15th of 2020.
So you got screwed.
Because the old law still applies to you. So you
got screwed. If you're one of the people who wanted to extend your distributions, you got screwed.
But right? they did some things to help make up for it a little bit. And one of the things they did
can I stop? Let me stop you for a second, John. Let me stop you for a second. I want to make sure people know remind people what we're here. While we're on that note, let's remind people what's expected of them. If you turn 70 and a half in 2019, you have until March 31st to take your required distributions from your IRA. But if you don't do it this year and you do it the first quarter next year, then you have to do two distributions in 2020, right?
That's correct, because it's actually April of 2020, and then your next one would be due by December 31st of 2020.
I thought it was March 31st. What is the date in April?
Year. It's the tax due date. It's April 15th.
Okay. So you've got all the way to 105 days basically in 2020 to do that. But you have to make two of them. But I can see where that would still help some people, especially if they're trying to push it on out a little bit. But go ahead. Now go ahead with the next one.
One of the things they changed was that the maximum age for contributions has been eliminated. And so what that meant is that under the law that was current until yesterday, you could not make contributions to your IRA once you hit the year in which you turned 70 and a half. But that has been eliminated, so if you're still working and having earned income, even though you're required to take RMDs, you can continue to make contributions. So that's actually a bit of a help.
However,
and they've added some sweet...
However, for those same people who turned 70 and a half in 2019, they cannot make a contribution in 2019. Is that right?
They lost the birthday lottery.
For that year, but you can pick it up next year, right, John?
Correct. That's how I'm reading it.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with John here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.